I'm Clarence Whiteley. I'm the training division manager with GW Micro, and we're all pretty excited at GW Micro because on Monday we're going to be releasing the public beta of the long-anticipated WindowEyes 6.0. Why we're excited is we listened to what you guys were asking for, and we've put a lot of that into WindowEyes 6.0. A little history in WindowEyes 5.0, we sort of raised the bar for what people expected to get from Microsoft Word. And now there's no screen reader that can offer better access, and I say this with no reservations at all. There's no screen reader that offers better access to Microsoft Word than does WindowEyes. And there's nobody who offers better access that we improved in WindowEyes 5.5 to Excel. Let me say up front that in an ideal world, everybody would own JAWS and WindowEyes. There's things that they do better than us and things that we do better than them. And what happens in our world of competition is that if they have a really good idea, we'll steal it tomorrow. And vice versa. If we have a really great idea, you better count on Eric Damery getting it in the next release of JAWS. You know, who wins from that? We do as blind people, because we raise the bar for each of ourselves. They get better because of us, and we get better because of them. And I'll get my little sales pitch out of the way first of all. What makes us different is that one is price. We are only $7.95 for every version of WindowEyes, including the Pro version. Unlike the competition who says, oh, if you want Citrix support, it's more money. If you want remote desktop support, it's more money. Oh, if you want it to work with Windows Media Center, it's more money. Ours is one price fits all, the $7.95 price. Are any of you who are JAWS users, have any of you ever had a problem with the authorization scheme?
No.
Never.
No. Not as it is now.
As it is now with the new ILM.
Yeah.
But we are not copy protected in the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, Australia, or the U.K. So there's none of that to worry about. If Steve here buys a copy of WindowEyes, I don't care if he puts it on 100 computers as long as he's the only one using it. Now, if Steve figures out how to clone himself, we may have to reconsider that. But you don't have to deal with the authorizations. The other nice thing, does everybody know what I'm talking about with a thumb drive or a jump drive or a USB memory stick, etc.? WindowEyes can now be run on a memory stick. It doesn't have to be a special memory stick because of the fact that we don't use the authorization scheme. So as long as you install the Wii video driver on the computer that you're going to use, you can take your WindowEyes memory stick and plug it in and you've got immediate access. You can install WindowEyes to your thumb drive in a couple of ways. You can install it directly from the WindowEyes CD, or if you're the kind of person who likes your own special rate, pitch, tone, etc., you can simply copy your /WinEyes to your pen drive, and then you've got your own personal settings with you no matter where you go. So I always have a copy of WindowEyes in my pocket.
When you run WindowEyes off of your memory stick, is that running in the full version mode or is it demo mode?
It's absolutely full version, because I know with JAWS, unless you have an authorization on the stick and or on the computer, you're in demo mode. But with us, it's your full version. We also introduced about a year and a half ago a really attractive plan called the Lease to Own program. I don't know a whole lot of rich blind people. Statistically, 70% of all blind people are either underemployed or unemployed, which is kind of a staggering number. So we came up with the Lease to Own plan. In other words, you can call us or call a WindowEyes dealer and say, I want to do the WindowEyes lease to own. You pay $50. You get a copy of WindowEyes. It's fully functional for 30 days. You give us your credit card. If your credit card is good, then the next 30 days, we hit it for $100. You pay 9 payments of $100 plus the $50. And then each time your credit card is good, you can go online and update the code so that your WindowEyes works for another 30 days. And if you're sitting here doing the math, you're saying, Clarence, that's $9.50. You're really sticking us to do this, aren't you? No. because that 950 also includes the next upgrade of WindowEyes.
950, right?
Yes. So not only is it the 795 for WindowEyes, it's 150 for the next upcoming WindowEyes upgrade. Does that make sense to everybody? So we're not actually charging you anything to give you that 9 months to pay for WindowEyes.
What forms of instruction do you have? You have it in alternative format for WindowEyes?
We have so many versions of our manual. We have it in HTML. We have it in text on your hard drive. We have it in MP3 that you can download from our website. It also comes on the CD that you get when you buy your copy of WindowEyes. So we have it in all kinds of formats.
Do you have it in Braille?
For a price, yeah. Your instruction, the hotkey reference guide is free. But if you want the Braille manual, there is a charge for that.
Do you know what the charge is, just for the record?
I think it's like $140 or something like that. Don't hold me to that, but it's on our website.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any provision for somebody to get an electronic Braille file?
Yes, I can send you that.
That would be cheaper than buying the hard copy.
Right.
But it would still allow you to put it on a note taker or
exactly.
A Braille display.
Yeah. In fact, you can do it yourself. In /WindowEyes/manual, it's actually broken into sections, and you can just run those through Duxbury or something and print your own. That's the cheap and dirty way to do it. Have any of you listened to our Guess What series that's been going on this week? We've had a Guess What series, a little teaser each day, showing you one of the features that's going to be in WindowEyes 6.0. On Monday, we're releasing the public beta, so any of you can go try that. If you have WindowEyes 5.5, you can install the beta and use it until whatever Doug has put in as the timeout. It won't time out before we're ready to release the actual 6.0.
Even if that changes?
Even if that changes. Right. So let's talk about some of the things that's new in WindowEyes 6.0. One of the things that always drives people nuts if they're running a laptop is they say, wonder how much battery I have left. So,
estimated battery charge 82%, estimated life 1 hour 14 minutes.
I just hit insert Q, which went out and queried my battery to say how much time I had left. So that's a real handy little hotkey. Also, are any of you familiar with Mozilla Firefox? Actually, I have just about totally switched to Mozilla, and let me show you why.
Mozilla Firefox. App starting.
Wow, dialogue. I love this high-speed connection
not,
here.
No, at face.
Right.
Welcome to GW Micro Mozilla Firefox. 34 links, 2 unclicked, 5 headings.
All right, so there is our website. The nice thing about Mozilla is that it has something called tab browsing, which means that I can have several websites open at one time. I'm going to do a Control T.
Location. Combo box.
And I'm going to type in
www. Period.
What is it, Amy? NBP.org?
Yes.
NBP. Period. ORG. 33 links. Link to homepage links or go to main content link highlights login.
All right, so there's NBP. Now I'm going to do a Control 1.
1. Welcome to GW Micro Mozilla Firefox.
And I'm immediately back to GW Micro. I'm going to do a Control T again.
Location.
And I'm going to type in
www. Period. Contact G O O G L E T C O M.
Google.
Google search. Edit box. 14 links.
So I've got 3 websites open now, and I can switch back and forth by Control 1.
1. Welcome to GW Micro Mozilla
Control
Firefox.
2.
2. National Braille Press Promoting Braille Literacy. Braille 3. Google Mozilla Firefox Maximized.
And I could go up to 9 different websites. Did you notice how fast it is?
Yeah.
Firefox is super, super, super fast.
What that's really good for, sorry to interrupt, when I book air travel and I'm looking at different sites to search for the best prices, great.
You can have them all open. You can have Delta, Northwest, all of those different websites open and control numbers back and forth between them to see which one.
Which versions of Firefox do you support?
1.5.06, I think, is the current one. And 2 is in beta.
Yeah.
And we're already working with the 2.
I'm a jazzy there, but I'm...
That's okay. We'll still let you stay.
No. I'm really interested in switching over to WindowEyes.
Okay.
What is the difference between what you're doing and using Internet Explorer and doing Control-O to open another website and alt-tabbing between the two?
Because Internet Explorer will only allow you to have a certain amount of windows open at one time. Otherwise, it'll say, okay, you've exceeded your limit. Thank you. And you can only have, I think it's maybe 2 windows in IE. So, but I can have up to 9.
The other problem is, I think that when you do the alt tab business, you're actually running another instance.
Exactly. Thank you.
Another instance of Internet Explorer, which means you're really running the program twice.
And
you're
clogging memory.
And your computer finally says, I can't take it.
I can't have had enough of this. And it's going to be slower because you have to switch between programs, literally. Each time you tab to a different website, you're switching between programs, where with Firefox, it's one program switching between windows.
Another really cool feature of Firefox, I'm going to do a Control-L.
Location.
And I'm going to just type in Ben Kurzweil.
EDU,
space support. Notice I didn't need the .com or any of that. I just typed in the company name, space support, and it immediately took me to their support site. I think that is really cool. I'm not going to spend any more time on Firefox, but you get the idea. Yeah. Give it a try. It's very fast. It's very secure.
Close tab, button, cancel, space, desktop.
Can I just say something about how I would like to have Window Eyes be as a low vision user on the internet, and that is because what you can do is, and I hope you keep that in this version, is often I'm in a situation where I can't read something, you know, the headline or, you know, whatever you do, but that doesn't always work. So I see a big fat headline, which is not an HTML headline, so I wouldn't find it. So I just put the mouse there and click, and it starts reading. That's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you, Maria. And no, that won't change. Along the internet lines is, on the 18th, whether you want it or not, you're going to be handed Internet Explorer 7.0. It's going to be force-fed to you, and it's going to be part of your automatic updates.
Doesn't it have some bugs in it?
No more than anything else. The nice thing about IE7, we're already working with it. We have been for quite some time. One of the nice things about IE7, it's going to have all these great little features that we just saw in Firefox with the control tabbing, etc. Plus, it's going to warn you of phishing sites, and I don't mean F-I-S-H. Everybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. With sites that are looking for information from
right,
you.
Exactly. So IE7, we're already working with, and I personally like it a lot. It's very, very smooth. It had bugs, but IE6 has bugs. Every piece of software always has bugs. It'll never be a Terminex controlled world. There'll always be bugs. Some of the other things we've added in WindowEyes 6.0 is, people are always saying, I don't know what key does what. We now have a key describer. I'm going to do, what's the JAWS keystroke for the key describer?
Insert plus one.
Key describer on.
Insert one.
Key describer off.
We copied that. So,
key describer on.
Now,
12, 24.
All right, now I'm going to hit the down arrow.
Down arrow, Mozilla Firefox. Right arrow, Mozilla Firefox. 12,
now,
24.
Oh, hush. One thing we do that JAWS doesn't, I'm going to hit the control key.
Control.
The space bar.
Shift.
The tab.
Tab.
The caps lock.
Caps on.
We tell you every
caps
key.
Off.
So why is that good? That allows somebody who's not familiar with the keyboard to literally learn the keyboard without causing any harm.
JAWS does that too.
Oh, yes, they do.
No,
yes,
they don't.
Do. Yeah, they do.
They
do
don't.
Too.
No, they don't announce control keys and shift keys.
Yeah, if you have key labels on, yes.
Yes,
oh, okay. Okay. All right.
I do it all the time. So
okay. I didn't know they had added that.
They've added that a long time ago, Clarence.
If they had key labels on?
If you have key labels on.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So that's my first mistake this year. all right. Now I'm going to do some of the WindowEyes keystrokes so you can get an idea. I'm going to do Control Shift T, which is the WindowEyes.
T. Title status of current application. Read the title bar for the current focus window and then the current title bar for the active window. This key also tells you if the window is minimized, maximized, or normalized.
Normalized. I'm not sure that's a word, but. So that's with Control Shift T. Control Shift R.
Shift R. Read to end. Read from the beginning of the line containing the cursor to the end of the document. Press the left arrow to move right a line or press the right arrow to move forward a line during read to end. Pressing the control key during the read to end will silence speech while continuing to scroll the text. Press control a second time will resume speech at the new cursor location. Read to end is stopped when either the escape key is pressed or the end of document is reached.
So, whatever key I press, if I do a control shift W.
Shift W. Read active window. Read the active window.
Insert T.
time date, announces the current time and date.
And so forth. So you get the idea. The key describer, I think, is a nice addition because it helps you to not have to remember all of that.
Key describer.
All right. Now, another nice feature we've added. By the way, for those of you who didn't know this, WindowEyes can now be, starting with version 5.5, can be run in the system tray instead of having to be in the Alt Tab order. Okay, I'm going to bring up the WindowEyes control panel.
WindowEyes Active Explorer 0.0006.
Even our more advanced users are finding they like this. I'm going to go.
WindowEyes tip of the day T. Menu closed. Read only. Edit box. Today's tip T. The WindowEyes page navigation hotkey is tapped by default, providing you with a consistent interface for accessing various program features throughout different applications. Try it out in the web. Browsers such as Internet Explorer or Firefox or Microsoft Office applications such as Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel, or Microsoft PowerPoint. Dialogue. WindowEyes tip of the day.
So, we've added, a lot of programs have a tip of the day. Notice when you start up lots of programs, you'll get a tip of the day. And new users like to have this feature because it gives them that tip. Or if you're more advanced users, you can toggle that off. You can say, don't show me tips at startup. It's kind of your call. But I've had people that are our beta testers say, wow, I forgot that I could do Control Insert B to read the progress bar, and little things, little subtleties that you very seldom use that the tip of the day is good to remind you about. You can either have it run every time you launch WindowEyes, or you can bring it up on demand. Okay, so let me close that.
Next, previous, close the page.
Someone was asking about whether they had an SMA or not. If you bring up the WindowEyes control panel,
WindowEyes Active Explorer 0.0,
and you do an Alt H for help,
WindowEyes Manual W,
and you arrow down to
WindowEyes Update U,
WindowEyes Update, and press Enter, it will go look you up by serial number and say that you're running the latest version, and the next version is going to cost you, or you have two counts left on your SMA, or whatever.
Menu closed.
One of the big things, and I'm not going to demo this because we don't have time for everything, but one of the big things that everybody was wanting in WindowEyes was PowerPoint support. So in version 6, we have added PowerPoint support, not only for doing presentations, but creating PowerPoint presentations. I personally haven't had a chance to learn much about PowerPoint, but all of our beta testers say that nobody does it better than us. I have one person who, WindowEyes now gives you the ability to use multiple sound cards, and she's doing PowerPoint presentations with the sound effects coming out of one sound card and the presentation coming out of another sound card.
Was that in version 6, Clarence, the ability to do, or was that in version 5?
No, 5.5 has the ability to run on multiple sound cards. Okay. So the PowerPoint support is absolutely phenomenal. I am not an Outlook user. I have since become an Outlook calendar user because we've done such a great job with it. As for email, I'm, I guess, a little hard-headed. I still use Eudora. But I'm going to open up Outlook Express, which on my honorary days I sometimes called Outhouse Express.
Oh, Outlook Express. Oh, menu closed. Start.
All right.
Button. App starting. Yes, why? Button. Arrow.
No.
Dialog. And Outlook Express. 60 links. Link go to link tip. Link go to. Link has a few reviews. Link finds a message. Link identities. Link inbox.
There. I'm bringing up the Red inbox.
Microsoft Outlook Express.
Do you have a links list?
Yes, ma'am. I'll get
to
that.
Instead of wondering.
Now, I'm in the inbox, and one of the complaints we always heard was how much trouble it was to see who the message was from, the subject, the header, all of this kind of stuff. So I'm going to press Enter and open this message.
The solution for all your messaging needs feature.
All right. Now, if I do an Alt 1, listen to what you get.
From Microsoft Outlook Express team.
So, Alt 1 gives you that. If I do it again,
read only. Rich edit.
We actually
from
put
Microsoft
the cursor
Outlook
there.
Team.
All right, Alt 2.
Date, Friday, July 14, 2006, 9:27 a.m.
And another press will put the cursor there. Alt 3.
2. New Outlook Express user.
Cursor again if I wanted. 4.
CC not found.
There is no CC.
CC not found.
No blind copy.
Subject, welcome to Outlook Express 6.
So those are all new hotkeys with Outlook.
If you press the Alt 1 twice and then you press the Alt 2, does the cursor stay?
It stays in the Alt 1.
In the Alt 1, okay.
Until you press Alt 2, which makes it really good for editing.
How can you get it back to the message itself?
All right. You just press Escape and you're back in the message.
Oh.
I'm going to press Alt 6.
Subject, welcome to Outlook Express 6.
Now.
T-H-E space S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N space.
See what it's doing? I'm using the arrow keys to read a character at a time, so I can literally spell out what's in the subject line. I can spell it a character at a time. I can also do and copy it to the clipboard. I can hold down the shift key and copy it to the clipboard. So that's a really nice little addition.
Outlook Express.
When you open up your inbox.
Yes. It depends. It's your option. You can say that's one of the verbosity options because it's using Microsoft MSAA. You can say the minute it opens, I want to hear it all, or I don't want it to automatically read me everything. That's a verbosity option.
Windows, do you have to have it when you open up Outlook Express? Can you set it so it automatically goes to your inbox?
Sure. That's not a JAWS or a Windows thing.
Right. That's an Outlook option.
That's an Outlook option or an Outlook Express option.
Now, do these hotkey features work?
Yes, sir, they do. Yes. Somebody asked about the internet and the list of links, so let me do that real quickly before I forget to show that.
Internet Explorer.
I'm going to open the internet.
App starting. Microsoft Internet Explorer. Custom control. 34 links, 2 unclicks, 5 heading. Visit link.
All right. I'll hit the shut up key. In JAWS, if you want a list of links, you do what? Insert F7. With us, I'm going to do insert tab.
Links S. Skip to main content. 1 of 36.
So. That pulled up a list of links. In JAWS, if you want a list of headings or whatever, you do insert F something else.
Insert F6.
Insert F6. And you do another keystroke to pull up frames and tables, etc. I'm going to shift tab.
Information selection. Links L. Radio button. Checked. 1 of 3.
With us, you get up to 7 radio buttons depending what's on the page. So the first choice is links.
Information selection. Headings H. Radio button.
Headings.
Text. Information selection. Anchors.
Or anchors. If we had tables on this page, that would be a radio button. In other words, you don't have but one keystroke to memorize. Insert tab does it all. And you tell insert tab what you want to see. So you don't have to remember insert F7 does this. Insert F6 does that. You just have to remember insert tab. And you go choose the radio button that you want.
You have to arrow down to the 7th radio button if that's the one you want.
If that's the one you want, yes, sir. But that's a lot easier for me and my feeble brain to remember to do that than it is to remember insert F something does this and whatever. One of the biggies and one of our philosophical things at GW Micro is that we don't do a hotkey just to have a hotkey. It amazes me how many people think that Windows key D and Windows key M and Windows key B are JAWS keystrokes.
No,
not.
True.
Believe me, I do training all over the country, and people think that. They are Windows keystrokes. They're Bill Gates' bread and butter. So they're keystrokes, and we try to tell people that so that people don't get confused and think that that's a screen reader-specific keystroke. Moving on.
As you very well know, I'm a JAWS user.
I know.
And you keep telling me if I use Windows, I would love it.
You would.
Except for the fact that I don't have the money, but if I did, what would convince me to switch? A lot of us are JAWS users in this room.
Windows is more stable.
You can stay. What is your name?
Melissa.
Melissa, I'm remembering you forever. She's a keeper. Judy, hold that thought, and I'll come to that when I talk about the JAWS keyboard things here. One of the reasons I personally never used Outlook is because I hated the calendar. And we did a really lousy job with the Outlook calendar. How's that for honesty? So I'm going to bring up Outlook. This is real Outlook.
Microsoft Office Outlook 2003.
We're already working with Office 2007 or Office 12, whatever you want to call it. We're even working with that ribbon, which blew my mind at first, but it's a nice concept. I'm in Outlook. We have a special hotkey to pull up a special calendar dialog. We try to be as mnemonic as possible, so guess what? Insert C for calendar.
Alright,
so I'm going to go back.
Radio button. Check. Display, show appointment, display, show available, previous V, space, right at 10-13-20-06-0.
I'm going to go back
turn
again.
Off, next text, previous V,
to where I had some appointments.
Thursday, 10-12-20-06, 1 appointment by day.
I have one appointment on Thursday.
Current R, button.
And I'm going to go back
previous
and I'm going to tab
display,
through these.
Show, time plan, date, read only. Thursday, 10-12-20-06, 1 appointment by day, P. Thursday, date, 10-12-20-06. Start time, 1:00 p.m. Subject, meeting with John. Location, Mass Commission, 1:01. Let's view.
All right, so I'm going to tab through here.
Read only. Edit box. Details help. Start through.
That tells me the details of that, the time and date, etc.
Time zone. JP, radio button. Check, 1:06.
This is kind of cool. I can say, Windowize, in this special tab, I want you to tell me the time span for the day or for the
time span. Work week, hey,
or the work
button.
Week.
Time span.
Or the
VW,
week.
Radio button. Time span. Month.
Or the month.
Button. Time span. Year Y.
Or
radio
the year.
Button. Time span. Custom.
Or custom. And the custom, for example, I could say, just show me all the stuff I'm going to do on Friday for the rest of my life. So you could set up your. So I'm going to tab again.
Display. Show appointments. Check box. Check.
Show appointments. That's pretty obvious. Why would you have a calendar if you didn't want it to show you appointments?
Yeah,
but maybe you could uncheck that if you didn't want to know what you had to do, if it was going to cause you to have a drink or something.
Now, can you active sync this calendar or, like, you can, like, I got the PacMate, I can active sync
sure.
with my calendar. My
yeah, notes. That I mean, that has nothing to do with your screen reader. So,
it's the same Outlook
yeah,
calendar.
It's the same Outlook calendar. I'm going to tab again.
Display, show available time, T, checkbox, uncheck.
This is the really cool. If I want to know how much time I have on Thursday, we'll say, I can check this box and it can tell me that I have free time at 9, at 11:30, and whatever. So it can tell me the free times I have on that day. Sighted people can look at the Outlook calendar and see those kind of things. But JAWS users and WindowEyes users couldn't do that. And now with WindowEyes, you can. You can say, show me all the free time I have on this day, or this week, or this month, or this whatever time span.
Previously button.
I can go look at previous appointments.
Current hour button.
Current appointments.
Next text button.
Next appointments.
New one.
I can create a new appointment. I think this really makes the Outlook calendar usable and friendly and totally accessible now. I've actually started to use it. I don't keep my appointments on this computer. I do those on my other one. But I never used it before. I tried Anytime Deluxe. I tried Day by Day. I tried all those things, and they just weren't that satisfactory. But now, with what we've done with Outlook, I'm actually using it and liking it. Okay. All right, Miss Cannon, this is for you. I heard here all of my life, well, I would give WindowEyes a try, but guess what? I don't want to learn a bunch of new keystrokes. And that's fair. Most people say, I don't want to learn a bunch of new keystrokes. So I had the weird idea, Bill Herzler and I, of creating a JAWS keyboard layout for WindowEyes. So if you're fat and lazy and comfortable with JAWS keystrokes, now you can use those same keystrokes in WindowEyes. And I'm going to show you how easy you can do that.
WindowEyes Active Explorer points to okay, voice on keyboard layout, okay, fill them. Default key check.
Default keyboard layout is our normal layout.
Laptop help.
Laptop.
Vocalize.
Vocalize. If you're an old Vocalize user, you can even use those keystrokes in WindowEyes.
JAWS J.
JAWS keyboard layout. I'm going to press the Enter key.
Menu closed. Yes, Y. Button. Dialog. WindowEyes. Continue to update your keyboard layout. Default. Yes, Y. Button. No end. WindowEyes Active Explorer point 0.000. Associated Explorer point 0.000. App starting. Text to set. Read only. Edit box. Arrow. Desktop. Microsoft Office Outlook 2003.
Whoa.
18.
Now, why did the speed
why did
slow
down?
Down?
Well, we figured JAWS users need more time. No, I thought that is a little bug in our beta that
that's
will be
sick.
Fixed by Monday. But I personally like my answer. So.
How does this act with Dancing Ducks? That's
hold that thought. In JAWS, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to read the title bar, you do what?
Insert T.
Insert T.
All right, so I'm going to press Insert T.
Desktop normal.
Desktop, and it says normal. I couldn't, and I don't mean this the way it's going to sound, but I can't dumb down WindowEyes. We're still going to tell you the state of the window. If you were in WordPad or something like that, well, let's just do that.
Start menu D, desktop, document WordPad, rich edit.
All right, so I'm going to do an Insert T.
Document WordPad maximized.
The JAWS Insert T doesn't tell you that it's maximized or normal.
It would actually be nice if it did.
It would. But I can't take that ability away from WindowEyes.
I don't think you'd want to.
No, I don't want to. But that's just something that is a little bonus, even if you're using the JAWS keyboard layout in WindowEyes. You're still going to get that. What would I get if I did Insert F12 in
same
JAWS?
As the time.
12:46 p.m. on October 14th.
Yeah,
and if you hit it twice, you'll get the date.
Yeah, but we give you I couldn't do that. Control or insert F12 gives you the time and date.
Now you hit it once?
I hit it once. If I do an insert F11.
System tray.
Scanning system tray.
And I'll stop that. Now, I wonder what's going to happen if I do an insert J. Is it going to bring up the JAWS?
Now that'd be interesting.
I hope not.
Let's see what happens.
Window eyes active growth at 0.000.
This makes it nice for those of you who are very comfortable with JAWS to be able to play with Window Eyes and see some of the power of Window Eyes without having to learn a bunch of new keystrokes.
And that really is an issue if you're trying something new.
It is. And even a bigger issue, Steve, is for trainers that are out here that have to support JAWS, Window Eyes, Supernova, and all of those things. It's a real pain, and it's real stress.
This is not in anything below version 6, right?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, yeah. That's a lie. It's not as pretty in version 5.5, but if you go to gwmicro.com/support, and under the download sections, do a find for JFW or JAWS. You can download a file from there and install it, then you'll have the JAWS keyboard layout capability. Yeah. Now, in earlier than version 6, we used the Vocalize layout, so you'll have to think of it as Vocalize in those versions. But we put it back. Okay, so that makes it really kind of snazzy for people to give it a try, and we hope it'll make trainers' lives easier too. Because, as I said, and I really meant this, in an ideal world, everybody would own both, because there are reasons. There are things they do better.
Can I ask you a question? Yes. When you say everybody would own both, what would be some of the reasons why somebody would...
Well, let me be politically correct here. We do a much better job on the internet than JAWS does. They do a much better job in the really off-the-wall applications that require special scripting to read things that are not so apparent.
What would be an example of one of the off-the-wall?
Up until version 6, Skype was, thank you, whoever said Skype, was a good example, because JAWS was doing a better job in Skype than we were. In version 6, we're playing on equal ground now.
WinMX, for instance, if you ran it without...
The scripting,
JAWS,
yeah.
You couldn't read a lot of the stuff, but then if you could write scripts or have or import them from somebody... You could. You know,
yes, like exactly, Maria. There's certain things that scripting allowed people to do. But we also, on the same line, Maria, we had people who wrote Window Eyes set files for WinMX to make it work equally well with JAWS. Scripting is a cool thing, but it's an answer to a lot of things. But a lot of times the same things can be done with set files that can be done with scripting. We probably will add scripting at some point with Window Eyes, but when we do, it will be in a real computer language like VisualStudio.net or C++ instead of the very proprietary scripting language that JAWS uses, because unless you study their language, you can't write scripts. Our goal will be to allow anybody who does C++ or Visual Studio to write scripts when we do add that ability.
Thanks. I have one question that I'd like to ask that you haven't covered.
Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, the big reason that has kept me from switching to Window Eyes is that I ran into a problem as a Braille display user, and this is what the problem was. I could not move the Braille display without having the active cursor follow it, and it may have been operator error that prevented me from fixing this.
Fixed.
It is fixed.
Yes. I would advise any of you who want to know the infinite fixes that's in Window Eyes 6.0, on Monday, go grab the beta.
But that wasn't fixed in 5.5?
No.
Okay.
Even if you don't install it, grab it and read the README file so that you can see all the cool stuff that's been done. One of the things that drove me nuts with Braille was that I couldn't do a read to end and have the Braille go along. That's now fixed. So... lots of good things. We've had 40 people, Steve, doing Braille testing, and one of the people who really beats us up over Braille is Miss Braille herself, and that's Judy Dixon. Judy is very influential on what we've done with Braille, and she's now happy.
Well, I'm glad to hear that stuff is fixed, because now I'll look at it again.
I noticed you're using the DuckTalk speech engine. Is there any way to use the Eloquent speech engine? And is there...
backslash
30-day demo of Windows.
Windows active worth the point.
I gotta get out of the Jaws keyboard layout.
Keyboard layout.
How do you get out of that?
I go back into the control panel and I go back to the default.
Yes, why? Button. Text to set. Read only. Edit box.
A picture's worth 1,000 words, Melissa, so hold on. Even in a bind world.
Windows active F. O Y S. Snappy. Install engine Z. Eloquent Technology Incorporated ETI Eloquent Read Sappy.
Window Eyes Active WordPad Point 000 Associated WordPad Point 00 Document WordPad.
And I'm going back to DeckTalk because I can't stand Eloquent.
I can't stand DeckTalk.
Window Eyes
Active
WordPad. Okay, that's why we do them all, Steve. We do.
I know that.
We do.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Oh, I know. We do Sappy 4, we do Sappy 5.
Are there any issues with if I install the new beta Window Eyes with any other, do I have to turn, you know, like uninstall something?
No, 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 okay. No, not at all.
Or even with Jaws on the system?
No, it's
no,
fine.
It's fine.
About dancing
the last time
issues.
I downloaded Window Eyes, it was like probably a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it ran in, I think it was like 40 minutes.
30 minute mode.
Yeah. Is there any way to get an extended period of time with that? Or?
Call me, drop me an email, and we can get you a 60-day demo to play with.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And Dancing Dots, no. How's that for an answer? You'll find that I won't mislead you. Currently, we've talked with Bill and we've worked with those guys, and at some point we will, but it's just a matter of priorities. We thought that we had to do the PowerPoint stuff first and the Outlook stuff because there are more people needing that to stay employed, unfortunately, than there were who needed Dancing Dots.
Because that's my field. I'm a musician.
I understand. So. And what is your name?
Rosalie Hoffman.
Okay. I promise you it will happen, but we're a small company. There's 15 of us, and that just wasn't on the top of our priority list. But believe me, we know it's important. This is called the SenseView. It is a portable CCTV. It retails for $825. It does anything from 4X to 22.5X. So it's pretty phenomenal in what it can do. It has 5 hours battery life. And Judy, what's some of the really cool things about the SenseView for you?
There are three things. You can change the magnification. You can change the negative and positive. You can change the coloring. If you have something in multiple color, you can. If there's one setting that will do that. One of the most exciting features is that, say, I'm in a store and I want to say, oh, I really can't read that because I can't get close enough. You know, you can't get down on the floor to read the price tag.
Oh, yeah.
You can take a picture of it, push the freeze button, and bring it up through your eye and read what the price is.
Cool. And once
you've frozen, you can magnify it as well.
Right, exactly.
But can you take the picture from far away?
No.
Okay.
No, they don't. They are working.
That is coming, but it's not there yet.
I'm gonna see if mine has any battery life in it.
So how far away do you take the picture from? Oh, you put it right on top of what
you're
trying
to read.
Yeah,
put it on top of whatever you're wanting to read.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You can tell how much battery life it is very easily. There's a little square like your cell phone has, which works very, very well.
Does it have a black screen with yellow?
It does. You actually have up to 6 colors you can change. Yeah. Yes.
And does it come with a backup battery?
It does not, but it has 5 hours battery life. And as Judy pointed out, it also has a battery gauge. So if you're going out, you can say, oh, I only have a certain amount of battery left. I better charge it before I go out.
How long does it take to charge?
About 3 hours.
How much does it weigh?
It weighs 7.8 ounces.
And I also looked at a lot of them. There are a lot of companies that are coming out with these. This had the flattest
Who
design.
Who has it at the moment?
The smallest design. It also has the longest battery life. Most of them have an hour and a half. This has a 5-hour battery life.
Yeah,
made a big difference for me.
And the price is very attractive.
I would read a book with it, but it's great for the other things that I do.
Is this intended to replace a home CCTV? Or
no, absolutely not. No. This is a portable device to take to the grocery store, to read that bottle of medicine, as Judy said, to get a picture of something on the bottom shelf at the grocery store, to sort your mail. Right, exactly. As she said, you wouldn't want to read a book with it.
You could.
You could.
Wouldn't be my choice.
Right. Right.
But I wouldn't read a book with a big one either. So.
No.
I need a CCTV to help me sign documents. How useful would that be?
You cannot use it to write under it at the moment. Okay. That will be coming.
Yeah, because there's no tray table.
No.
Right.
That's the problem.
Well, it doesn't lift enough to sign under it.
It does have legs, but it doesn't lift enough. Yeah.
And the
right.
problem with something this small signing, you'd have your pen, your piece of paper, your device. I think it would be cumbersome.
Yeah. We have sold a ton of these since we started carrying it. This is made by the same people who make the Braille Sense, the HIMSS company in Korea.
I'm a Braille Sense user, as you know, and this is the same company that makes the Braille Sense. And I'm finding the company to be extremely responsive to patron recommendations. One of the first things I said with this device is, it's a wonderful device, but the case is terrible. They are designing or have designed a new case for it.
We have.
It actually has a shoulder strap, and you can carry it with you better.
Yes, we do listen, and they do too. My favorite thing about HIMSS is, being in Korea, there's a significant time difference. But I send them email and say, this is a problem. And I get a note back the next morning. It says, we fix. And in a couple of days, I get a note back. It says, we fixed. One of the things with the Braille Sense was, Judy calls me and says, I guess I have a new job in life. She says, I guess I'm now doing autopsies. And I said, Judy, what are you talking about? Well, when you opened your email on the Braille Sense,
they have fixed this.
It says, preparing the body. So, but that's now been fixed. Thanks to Judy pointing that out to us. The other goodie I have with me is the Smalltalk Ultra. I'm sure you guys have heard us talk about that product, correct?
Yes.
The Smalltalk Ultra is a Windows XP computer that weighs 14 ounces. Imagine picking up your desktop computer and holding it in the palm of your hand. Basically, that's what the Smalltalk Ultra is. Bear in mind, this unit is a 1 gigahertz processor. It has 512 meg of RAM. It also has built-in wireless, built-in Bluetooth, and built-in Wi-Fi, which I said wireless, didn't I? It also has a little pull-out keyboard that if you're really, really skilled, you don't need anything but this little tiny keyboard. I can type email addresses on it and URLs, but I certainly wouldn't want to write a book using the little thumb keyboard that's built in. So when we ship it with an 88-key keyboard in the case.
Memory is 512?
Memory is 512, a 30-gig hard drive.
That's all.
Sure.
Thank you.
Did you pass the case with the keyboard one way while you pass the thing?
That's a good idea. I hate it when you're right, Amy.
Okay, this goes to the right.
Right.
That's fine.
It comes with WindowEyes installed. The price is $25.95 if you don't own WindowEyes, $22.95 if you have a current version of WindowEyes. And it also ships with a portable DVD/CDRW disk drive, because you've got to have a way to install your software. The computer's smaller than your CD that you're going to be installing from, so you'd have to have some external means. It has one USB port built in, FireWire, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi. It also comes with a docking cable that gives you extra USB, Ethernet, video, extra audio, and power. And, as I said, another USB and FireWire port. It's very, very complete. But isn't that a nice size, guys? Can you imagine having all of your computer needs in the palm of your hand like that? It's pretty impressive. It's very well built. I always hate to say this, but it has the ability to sense that it's in free fall. If you're dropping it, it parks itself. It's made by a company called OQO out of Malaysia. And what we did, we blinded it. What we did is we added some features to make it more blind friendly. And we installed your version of WindowEyes. We included stuff like SpyBot and all the latest Windows updates, all those kind of things to make it more blind ready. It does have a speaker, a very tiny speaker.
Yeah.
But it also comes with headphones.
What's the battery life, Claire?
About 3 hours.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great size? It's just phenomenal. The Smalltalk Ultra, again, is $25.95 if you don't own WindowEyes. If you own a current version of WindowEyes, it's $22.95, and we install your version of WindowEyes on it. Plus, you get a three-count SMA. We will not sell it without WindowEyes.
But you could buy a Smalltalk, take the version of WindowEyes that you install there, and put it on another machine.
Absolutely.
So, in essence, you could pick up WindowEyes for $300.
You got it. You sure could.
If you bought a Smalltalk.
Right. But since we're not copy protected, we don't mind if you do that. I don't care if you have WindowEyes on your computer. If you go over to visit your Aunt Mary, as long as your Aunt Mary's not blind and she doesn't use it, then we're fine with that. Legally, we're happy. The nice thing about this, guys, is everybody says, what's the difference in this and a PDA? Well, the difference in this and a PDA and or a PacMate is that this is a real computer. It's running Windows XP. It's not running CE or Windows Mobile 05, etc. My email address is very simple. It's just Clarence, C-L-A-R-E-N-C-E, at gwmicro.com.
Do you have other products that your company sells beyond these?
Besides what I had today, we also have the Braille Sense, which I think you guys saw.
Java support.
We do some Java support. That hasn't been our biggest focus. It will be, but it hasn't been to this point. I'm sorry. You didn't get finished with the small talk? Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I got
to
go home. but I promise I'll be back. I want to thank everybody for being here. Watch out for WindowEyes 6.0 coming out Monday. Go grab the public beta. Beat it up. Let us know any problems you find, because we don't just put it out and say, that's it. We've never had a beta cycle that didn't run at least 6 weeks or so, because we want you guys to tell us what problems you find. That's what makes us good, is you guys pointing out problems to us.
And while Clarence is packing up his things, I just want to say one thing. I own, as any of you who know me for a long time know, I've owned JAWS and I now own WindowEyes. I have to tell you, I'll tell you two things. Number one, GW Micro has the best tech support in the business. And number two, I would say one thing that's really interesting, I'm running a lot of beta software right now on my computer because of job needs. Sometimes I'll have JAWS on because there are a couple of applications I need that JAWS works better with than WindowEyes does. But my computer will crash, JAWS will crash, and I load WindowEyes and get out of the mess.
I hear that a lot.
Will WindowEyes run on 98?
Yes. Yes.
Still, okay.
I will have to tell you guys, as of version 6.0, we will no longer be supporting 9X. That was a big step, but we had to do it. You can only test so many operating systems.
But it will run.
It will run. Yep. I mean, 6.0 will run great on 98, but we won't be specifically testing it
right
after this.
Windows Vista, they will work.
Oh, Windows Vista. Vista, we are already working with. It won't be a part of 6.0 because Vista isn't out, but it will be a free update once Vista hits the street.